from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Nepal death toll tops 7,200. Four more people have been rescued from underneath rubble more than a week after the devastating earthquake in Nepal killed more than 7,200 people as more international forces, including U.S. Marines, arrive in the country to help with the aid efforts. Police Sunday said a 101-year-old man was found. Rescue workers earlier reported three other survivors were pulled from the debris. Paul Garwood of the World Health Organization spoke from Kathmandu with VOA about the crisis in Nepal.
In terms of health, the earthquake has had a major impact on health facilities in the country of Nepal. It's displaced many people, so put them in precarious conditions health-wise. And it's caused, of course, the need for there to be a huge influx of national, international aid in terms of medical supplies and medical professionals to respond to the great health needs.
Mr. Garwood said international groups are helping, but more is needed. In Kenya, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry honored the victims of the 1998 bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi and a series of more recent attacks as he pledged on Monday that the U.S. will continue supporting the fight against terrorism.
We do, however, have the power to fight back. Not only with our military and law enforcement, but also through something that may even be more powerful and that may make a bigger difference in the end. And that is our unity and the character of our ideals.
Mr. Kerry also met Monday with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta to discuss ways to more effectively deal with threats posed by the militant group Al-Shabaab based in neighboring Somalia. This is VOA News. A Nigerian military rescue operation ended months of captivity for hundreds of women and children who'd been kidnapped by Boko Haram militants. Officials said on Sunday that the group of 275 rescued last week in northeastern Nigeria arrived at a refugee camp where they will be receiving medical care and counseling. Officials say those rescued do not appear to be from the group of 200 schoolgirls kidnapped last year in Chibok. 10 migrants drowned in the Mediterranean near the coast of Libya over the last few days, but at least 4,800 were rescued as people smugglers took advantage of calm seas to attempt the often perilous crossing to Europe. Hundreds of migrants, mostly African, but also many Syrians escaping the war at home, land every day on the Italian coast after being rescued by the Italian Navy or Coast Guard. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with Eric Chu, the visiting head of Taiwan's ruling Nationalist Party, to discuss the continuing development of cross-Taiwan-Strait relations. China and Taiwan split during a civil war in 1949. Beijing regards the island as a rogue province and has threatened force, if necessary, to bring it back into the fold. The mayor of the U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, has ended the citywide overnight curfew as protesters held another rally on Sunday night against police violence. Baltimore was in turmoil last week after the funeral for Freddie Gray, the African-American man who died last month while in police custody. Victor Beatty has this report for VOA.
Parts of the port city of more than 620,000 exploded in violence after Gray's funeral April 27th. The Baltimore State's Attorney's Office has charged six officers involved in Gray's arrest April 12, three of them black, with crimes ranging from manslaughter to murder. Gray died a week later from a severe spinal cord injury. Prosecutors say he was arrested for no reason and that officers ignored his pleas for medical help. The police union says it will fight the charges. Appearing Sunday on the NBC program Meet the Press, Rawlings Blake said the community has told her it wants to get back to normal.
Everyone wants to have that sense of peace and calm back in our city so we can begin to heal. And that's going to be my focus for this week.
Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Three of the officers charged in the racially charged incident are African-American. Police in the U.S. state of Texas killed two men who they said began shooting at a school security officer late Sunday outside the site of a contest for cartoons depicting Islam's Prophet Muhammad. An organization called the American Freedom Defense Initiative sponsored the contest, offering a $10,000 prize for the winner. The group's website said the more than 350 cartoons were submitted. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.